You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 26, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Millions of children in Ethiopia, particularly in the Amhara region, are out of school due to ongoing conflict, insecurity, and natural disasters. As of November 2024, approximately 10,000 schools nationwide suffered damage and over 6,000 remained closed. The closures stem from violence and natural disasters, with the most affected regions being Amhara, Oromia, Tigray, Somali, and Afar. In August 2024, the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, EHRC, reported that more than 5,500 schools were out of service, severely violating citizens' right to education. The EHRC specified that 5,564 schools in 8 of Ethiopia's 12 regions were non-operational, preventing millions of children from attending classes. In the Amhara region alone, over 2.6 million students were out of school during the 2016 Ethiopian academic year, corresponding to the 2023-2024 Gregorian calendar. Conflict in the Amhara region, particularly between the federal government and the FANO, Amhara militias, intensified in April 2023, leading to widespread disruptions. Schools have been targeted, destroyed, and used as military camps. In May 2024, a drone attack on a school in Kiwet Wareda tragically killed civilians and injured teachers. This conflict is characterized by regular FANO guerrilla attacks and increasing civilian massacres, making it difficult to maintain a stable learning environment. The lack of education exposes children to severe vulnerabilities, including involuntary labor, substance abuse, and depression. For girls, being out of school increases the risk of forced marriages and early pregnancy. The EHRC commissioner emphasized that years spent out of school are akin to stealing years from a child's life, leading to lifelong disadvantages, limited employment opportunities, and greater vulnerability to poverty. Financial constraints and a lack of resources exacerbate Ethiopia's educational crisis. In relatively peaceful areas, regional administrations struggle to pay teachers' salaries, disrupting the teaching process. The Amhara Regional State Education Bureau estimates that $800 million is needed to repair schools damaged by conflict and resume educational activities. There is an urgent need to invest in school feeding programs for over 1 million primary school children affected by closures, but efforts are constrained by a lack of food, funding, and partners. School feeding programs are critical for providing nutrition, improving health and concentration, and incentivizing families to send children to school. The Amhara region has launched a registration campaign targeting 7.4 million students for the 2025-2026 academic year. The Amhara Regional State Education Bureau has allocated a budget to train over 10,000 teachers, with more than 24,000 educators already trained. The EHRC is urging stakeholders to take coordinated action to address the crisis, aiming to bring 2.9 million out-of-school children back to learning and provide materials to over 2.7 million. Rehabilitation of 8,666 damaged schools is needed, including gender-sensitive wash facilities and temporary learning spaces. UNICEF's appeal supports life-saving interventions, including inclusive education and safe school environments. The vulnerabilities faced by out-of-school children highlight the need for psychosocial support. A plan is in place to build capacity for mental health and psychosocial support, MHPSS, for over 150,000 education personnel. Community and parental roles are crucial, with campaigns advocating for children's education. Officials must ensure schools occupied by internally displaced persons, IDPs, and armed forces are vacated to provide safe learning environments. The educational crisis in Ethiopia presents a multifaceted challenge, with immediate and long-term consequences for children's well-being and national development. Despite obstacles, efforts like the Amhara region's registration campaign and investment in teacher training show a commitment to rebuilding educational infrastructure. These efforts require sustained support and coordination from all stakeholders, including the government, international partners, and local communities. Addressing financial gaps, ensuring school safety, and providing psychosocial support are crucial steps toward ensuring every child in Ethiopia has the opportunity to learn and thrive. Copyright African Elements.